in fact, the desire is to have bycatch as low as possible for this stock. The SEC recognizes this is not a binding recommendation like an ABC is, and just puts it forward as our scientific advice to you. Regarding the range of ABC, we came up with three different values and provided reasons why each one of those could be used as the ABC. The first one is 200 metric ton ABC, and that has a low to neutral probability of overfishing based on the number of sensitivity analyses conducted in the stock assessment. The second is a 400 to 500 metric ton ABC, which obviously has a greater probability of overfishing, but does allow some rebuilding to occur under the different scenario sensitivity runs conducted in the assessment. This advice is the most similar to what we provided last year. It's trying to balance some of the uncertainty in the assessment between risk of overfishing and stock growth. The third ABC is 1,150 metric tons, which was a backstop ABC. The value 1,150 metric tons is simply the ABC from fishing year 2012. And it was there simply because a number was needed to fill in for the ABC. The desire associated with this value is that if there was no directed fishery and measures were taken to reduce bycatch as much as possible, then the expectation would be that the fishing mortality rate would be very low, in fact, should be below the any FMSY value, and therefore the catch could be greater than either of the previous ABC values, and that would indicate that there was, in fact, even more uncertainty in this assessment than indicated by the sensitivity runs conducted. So this last one and the SSC recommendation of no directed fishery, no increase in bycatch, are a reflection of the difficulty of setting ABCs when you have highly uncertain stock assessments. The next yellowtail flounder stock, we just heard the report from Dr. Weinberg, was conducted, the benchmark assessment was conducted as part of SARC 54, and there was no questions raised of the assessment itself. The questions regarded the target, biomass target, that is desired or appropriate for this stock. The SSC considered the two targets, as described by Dr. Weinberg, and considered the one that's associated with the recent recruitment to be more appropriate than from the two stanza. So this is the lower of the two biomass references. And the reason is that it's been over two decades of this low Dale. As we go forward with a low, well, if the stock does rebuild, recruitment, dental condition, whatever is preventing the recruitment, benched, and we could generate more catch from this stock. And so when it came to time to set the ABC for this stock, looking at the default control rule, there was a large sudden increase in catch in fishing year 2013 that then declined in the following 2 years as the stock was fished down towards this new biomass reference point. The SSC thought this was not appropriate given that we're not sure what the biomass reference point is, and so instead of following that default advice, the SSC set the ABC equal to the long-term catch associated with applying 75% FMSY. The hope is that by keeping the fishing mortality rate low for a number of years, we will get to observe what the appropriate biomass abundance is under a low fishing mortality rate. The third and final yellowtail stock is the Cape Cod Gulf of Maine yellowtail flounder. This one, when it was assessed back in GARM 3 in 2008, did not exhibit a retrospective pattern. However, in the groundfish update conducted in February of 2012, a retrospective pattern emerged that had not been seen previously. So even though a retrospective adjustment was applied in the projections, the SSC was concerned that this new source of uncertainty should somehow be accounted for. And so what the SSC decided was that instead of following the default 75% FMSY rule for years for fishing years 2014 and 15, which resulted in some fairly large increases in catch in those years. Instead, the SSC capped or held constant the ABC from fishing year 2013 into fishing years 2014 and 15. And so what the SSC has effectively done has increased the buffer between the OFL and the ABC for fishing years 2014 and 15 because of this increased uncertainty caused by this emergence of a new retrospective pattern. Which flounder had a source of uncertainty that was associated with a large recent recruitment? So the most recent value of recruitment in the stock assessment was one of the largest in the time series. This sensitivity analyses were conducted, which when you fished on this stock at different magnitudes of the strength of that recruitment class, the catches, if you fished at the same rate, were about the same. However, because this has a the stock is in a rebuilding plan, and the end date is 2017, meaning there's not a whole lot of time between now and the end date of the rebuilding plan. The calculation of the F that allows rebuilding to that target with 75% probability does become highly dependent on the strength of that year class. And so projections were presented to us that showed if that year class was only equal to approximately what had been seen in the recent 5 years, the catches would be dramatically lower than the default catch advice from just applying the standard using the stock assessment estimate of that year class. And so what the SSC decided to do was keep that value coming out of the assessment, because that is the best estimate we have currently of the strength of that year class. But instead of increasing the catch in fishing years 2014 and 15, as we normally would with the F rebuild, to instead hold those catches constant for 2014 and 15, again, increasing the buffer between OFL and ABC to account for this additional source of uncertainty in this particular assessment. The stock that was an exception to the default control rule was Atlantic wolffish. The source of uncertainty for this particular assessment was the fact that that not enough wolf fish were caught during the calibration experiment to allow estimation of what the relationship was between Bigelow and Albatross catches. And so in a similar fish was used to generate that calibration coefficient. It was Ocean Pout. And unfortunately, the model results were sensitive to this choice. When sensitivity analyses were conducted, which used different calibration coefficient values, the model responded and produced different results. This causes an additional source of uncertainty in this assessment relative to others that led, again, the SSC to hold constant the fishing year 2013 ABC for fishing years 2014 and 15, again, increasing the buffer between the OFL and ABC to account for this additional uncertainty. So the SSC recommendations for groundfish, the OFL and ABC recommendations are presented in Table 1, which I'll put up on the screen in just a minute, but you also have in your packet as part of the report, which will probably be easier to read. For Georges Bank yellowtail flounder, the SSC recommends no directed fishery and no increase in bycatch. Again, reflecting the difficulty of setting quotas for uncertain assessments. And finally, the SSC reiterates its recommendation that updated assessments for all 20 stocks be conducted as soon as possible. So that ends my presentation for the groundfish section. I'd be happy to answer any questions.